Hello and welcome to the Bedave.com parody radio show. The date is 7/26/2009. It's been 2 weeks since my last episode. This week's episode is Fat and Proud. The theme basically is, originally it was just going to be songs that were about being fat and happy about being fat. Songs that were not embarrassed to be fat. However, because I could not find enough among the ones I've gotten permission for, and I didn't have time to network like I normally like to, I also included some regular food parodies. However, it's a pretty good playlist. A lot of songs you probably haven't heard before, some that maybe you have, but you haven't heard in a while. I'm going to kick off with one that you most likely have heard recently, especially if you listen to the DT20, and that is I'm a Hottie in a Big Fat Body by myself, Below Average Dave. Of course, if you want to be played on the show, there are many ways to get my attention, to get your stuff on. The easiest way is to post your stuff to bedave.com. If you post your stuff to badave.com, whether it fits the next week's theme or not, it will be giving at least one time an airplay. It also will be put into the media player rotation. And if it happens to fit a theme, if I like it, it could end up being played in the first two segments as well. So that is the best way to get on. You can also send MP3s to mp3@bedave.com, and my MP3 correspondent will filter through it and send it to me as long as it is suitable for airplaying. It is actually a parody. And, of course, there's the blanket permission form, which you can fill out at badave.com from the main page. There's an option for parodist in big letters to click and fill out the form. But let's go ahead and get down to the playlist. First song is I'm a Hottie in a Big Fat Body by Below Average Dave, taking on This Ain't a Sing, It's a Damn Arms Race by the Fall Out Boy.
I go to clubs dancing without you because you think that I'm not your type. And you hate my hair and my ego. As long as the crowds keep watching, I know I'm the hottest man here, yeah.
I'm a hottie trapped in a troll's body. I'm really lean underneath this belly, dressed like a king, though it does not fit me.
I never look in the mirror when I get dressed. I'm burning my head, and after you drink, you'll believe what I said. Believe what I said. Yeah, Fast is my best friend, but you all will see that I'm one hunky man. I'm one hunky man. Yeah. I tried to lose weight but then gave up, cause I'm pretty sexy. Some say I have too much junk in my trunk, and then the clothes will make me shudder.
In secret you're wishing you were in my Jeep, dreaming about my lips or jaws, or perhaps my tummy. I'm a cutie in a fat dude's body, at heart 20, just a number, trust me. Six pack you'll see, it's beneath this fluffy.
I'll take you home to me, my mother. I'm a lovely man, and beneath these thighs I'm really quite a cat. I am quite a cat. I am never glad, I can take you to my strobe light, yes I can. Please give me a chance. All the guys who've been rejected over love, and all the gals who on Twitch and like to have your flab hang out, scream because my voice went out.
I'm a hottie stuck in a big body. I'm a hottie stuck in a big body.
So true.
I'm a hottie stuck in a big body.
Those are some cool.
I'm a hottie stuck in a big body.
Say it proud.
I'm a hottie stuck in a big body.
Oh.
I'm a hottie. Oh. Stucking a big body.
Not a slender man, But you know it's secret that you want me bad. You want me so bad. And you may take a pass, but one day I swear you wish that you had. You'll wish that you had.
All right, that was I'm a Hottie and a Big Fat Body by myself, Blowovers Dave. Of course, I'm at badave.com. It's the first time in a while, actually, that I've let off with one of my own songs. The reason I did that is because, well, I hadn't picked my lead-off song yet, and surprisingly, I hadn't put that on the list because this list was originally going to be generated because of another song. But the next one is one of the ones that I put in that isn't as much about being fat and proud as it is about a food or drink. And this one is a classic by Gary Herman and Rex Unger. I almost said Gary Unger, but that's obviously not right. Anyways, Rex Unger, of course, is a regular on the show. His stuff is some of the most popular stuff I spawned onto the Mad Music Archive. Rex is a regular at amiright.com. He's also a contestant in the artistry competition I host over here. So here is Wine from a Bottle by Rex Unger.
When I'm drinking wine from a bottle, there's just one conclusion to draw. That my drunken old ass was too schnackered to go get a glass or a cup or a straw. Only the wine lasted longer, but bottles go empty so fast. I save Chardonnay like a treasure, and then on weekends I really get trashed. But there never seems to be enough wine to fill the time from Friday night to Monday. The cork is pulled, I start to pour, and then I find there is no more come Sunday. I start with a claret or Chianti, then Riesling, Merlot, and Rosé. An Asti Spumante won't trouble or daunt me. I drink till the French seem okay. But there never seems to be enough wine. The Zinfandel is gone by nine, but I'm happy. Take my advice, I've drunk enough. It's better to avoid the stuff that's crappy.
Yes, that's Wine from a Bottle by Rex Unger and Gary Herman. Of course, you can find out more about him at parodyman.com. You'll hear more from him later on in the show, actually. But before we get to that, we still got 8 more songs to play in this playlist, and the next one is about working at a place that will certainly make you big if you eat there often enough. This one's by Odd Austin. It's one of his newer ones, not his newest, but one of the newer ones. It's called Taco Bell. I featured it not too long ago on the It Was, It Is segment. Here's Odd Austin with Taco Bell parodying All American Rejects, Give 'em Hell, or Give You Hell. Sorry.
I got let go from Kinko's. I punched my boss in the face. Apparently that's not okay. And now I'm sadly working at a 9-to-8 pace for less than minimum wage. Man, I hate this place. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. Come here every day. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. I've gotta pay my rent soon. Gotta put gas in my car. With what I got, it won't go far. Even with my employee discount, I still can't afford to eat, and my face is covered in grease. I spit in your burrito. You probably think I'm joking. Man, I hate this place. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. Come here every day, work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. It's a stupid job that just never stops, and it don't pay well. I hate the food, and I hate my boss here at Taco Bell. I hate Taco Bell. And now I've gotta work quadruple shifts to keep from going broke. At least I get a free Coke. Didn't wash my hands since last week. Still I put my hands in that meat. Man, I hate this place. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. Come here every day. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. This economy is killing me. Feel like I'm in hell. The customers drive me berserk here at Taco Bell. Now I stand and grin like an idiot. I wear this itchy uniform made for 20 cents. Got your order wrong, well that really sucks. But if you complain, then you'll be wearing your meat. Man, I hate this place. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. Come here every day, work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell. It's a stupid job that don't pay a lot, and it makes me smell. I hate the food, and I hate my boss. I hate Taco Bell. Man, I hate this place. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell,
work at Taco Bell.
Come here every day. Work at Taco Bell, work at Taco Bell,
work at Taco Bell.
I made this track to make some extra cash, but it just won't sell.
It just won't sell.
I'm as poor as dirt, so I gotta work at Taco Bell,
work at Taco Bell.
When you hear this song, just know that I hate Taco Bell,
I hate Taco Bell.
You can sing along, just know that I hate Taco Bell.
That was Taco Bell by Odd Austin. You can find out more about him at www.oddaustin.com. He has newer songs out, and he came out with a new album. And I encourage you to find out more information about that. He's got one that unfortunately is an original song. Well, not unfortunately, but for my show, it's an original song, so I can't really play it. Vampires Suck, that's really, really funny. Of course, this is a parody show, so I can only play parodies. However, if somebody were to parody, he actually has a backing track to that song on his new album. So if you were to get the backing track and parody his song, then I could play it in the It Was, It Is segment. So that would be kind of cool to play Paradis followed by the parody. There was rumor that Matthias was going to parody My Storm. He has actually parodied my own My Storm, but he has not recorded it. Because if anybody were to parody a Paradis, I almost have to feature that in It Was, It Is, because it's so rare for Paradis to have something totally original. Odd Austin's been doing it more and more recently than a lot of other Paradis do, so unfortunately when you do that, I can't play it, but I can play it if it wasn't It Was, It Is. So get somebody to parody your song, Odd Austin, so I can play your original. Anyway, the next one is the second song by me in the segment. See, one of two, the only two that I've got of me in this segment. And this is the one that inspired this particular playlist. Not sure why I wanted to dig this one out of the archives. One of my original 14, it's called Chubbalicious, parodying Destiny's Child hit, Bootalicious.
David, can you handle this? Damien, can you handle this? Johnny, can you handle this? I don't think they can handle this.
Woo!
Belly moves, gained your pounds. Looking flabbit, looks to cry. Fattest chicks, too many fries. Hey, forgot my lines. Spotted me, they lost some weight. There you are. come on, baby, don't you wanna eat with me? Can you handle extra cheese? You gotta clear your stomach if you're gonna dine with me tonight. We're going down to Ryan's if you wanna dine with me tonight. We leave tips carefully here, cause you see, gotta chow down and get my calories by the look they have gone and prepared for me. Oh, look, now it's time for a hub bake off. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this, cause my belly's too troublicious for you, babe. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this, cause my belly's too troublicious for you, babe. Christy, can you handle this? Trisha, can you handle this? Lawrence, can you handle this? I don't think they can handle this.
Woo!
I'm about to finish lunch. Hey now, going strong. Feed my lips, chicken fried. Got some chips, got some pies. Looking fatter, smell like mint. The body marks are permanent. Got ice cream, it's chocolate chip. Can you handle this? I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this, cause my belly's too troublicious for you, babe. I don't think you're ready for this belly.
Whoa, whoa.
I don't think you're ready for this belly.
Hey.
I don't think you're ready for this, cause my belly's too troublicious for you, babe. Move your belly up and down. Damn, that belly makes us frown. I can't help but wonder why the house shakes when I'm walking down the hall. I shake my belly at every chance. I whip on my tots and slip into a trance. I'm hoping you can handle all this belly that I have. Now let's cut a cake while we prepare to bake. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this, cause my belly's too troublicious for you, babe. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this, cause my belly's too troublicious for you, babe. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this, cause my belly's too troublicious for you, babe. I don't think you're ready for this belly.
Whoa.
I don't think you're ready for this belly.
Hey.
I don't think you're ready for this, cause my belly's too troublicious for you, babe. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this, cause my belly's too troublicious for you, babe. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this belly. I don't think you're ready for this, cause my belly's too troublicious for you, babe.
That was Troublicious by Below Average Dave. Myself, I'm at BADave.com. And we've got 6 more songs to go in this playlist, so plugging right along. I was surprised to find out I've never played this next song on my show. At least I could not find any information about it being played on my show. Which is weird because it's actually one of my more liked Jeff Rubin songs. This one is Jeff Rubin's Perilous Crispers, parodying, as you may have guessed, Careless Whispers by George Michael. So I'm going to go ahead and play that now for the first time, apparently, on Bidet Radio. Here is Perilous Crispers.
Jeff, you have the microphone backwards.
Oh. I was oh so sure that a tree was waiting just inside my fridge door. But I realized, much to my surprise, not one bartlet could be seen, and I began to cry. I'll never take a chance again. Knew I should have kept them here. That's the thing with stupid men. They eat your favorite foods. Should have known better than to leave them there. My parents are gone and I am livid. So I'll never take a chance again. No, not with my Andrews. Oh. cannot endure. A painless crisper in my fridge door. Lettuce, plums, and limes. Crepe is all I find. Apples, melons, substitute fruits. Life can be so unkind. He'll never reap my berries again. Dead fiancé, I should hate him. Stuck his grubby fingers in my favorite snack and food. Should have known better than to leave my pears for stolen treats. I'm not forgiven. No, we won't get in my pants again if he eats my angels. I was making his time. So loud, I love the taste that fills my mouth. That's why I eat them each day. I have to keep them feeding from my fiance. The sunlight flows, but pears are better. And apricots just taste like leather. No one would take friends with me. No way. He'll never eat my pears again. From now on, I'll keep. You can surely understand how much I love these fruits. Next batch will be hidden and you won't know where. There ain't no joke, no, I ain't kidding. No, I'll never take a chance again. No, not with my
That was Perilous Crispers by Jeff Rubin parodying Careless Whispers by George Michael. You can find out more about him at jeffrubin.blogspot.com. And, of course, he has a lot of new stuff out. I will continue to play his stuff as he releases it, because he also posts on bedave.com very regularly. He is one of the most prolific parodists over at bedave.com. And the next song we're going to play is one that not only is new to bedave.com, but apparently it's somewhat new to the Mad Music Archive. It's not been played on any show yet, and I'm kind of surprised because it's by top-notch parodist Spaff.com and Robert Lund. Here is Jell-O by Robert Lund and written by Spaff.com.
Look how the ward, they brought dessert for you. They brought a salad too. And it was all Jell-O. Oh, bless bless their hearts. They heard you got the flu, so they brought all this food. It's wall-to-wall jello. When I got feeling bold, I ate that brownish mold. It's apricot jello. Baby, please, I need a Jiglet fix. Grated cheese and lots of carrot sticks. You know I've got a Cool Whip soul with chunks of pineapple. I went to school, I went to lunch with you. My friends would join us too, and we would snarf jello. We used a straw or just our mouth and nose. Sometimes we'd overdose, and then we'd barf jello. I feel your alcoholic brother brought these here. I think they're jello shots. Oh dear, my favorite flavor is lime. We could pretend that just fine. Let's brew a batch of berry blue. Let's brew a batch of berry blue. A batch of berry blue. Look at the spread the neighbors brought for you. Funeral potatoes too.
Welcome back. That was Spaff.com and Robert Lund with Jello. You can find out more about Robert Lund at www.robertlund.com. And Spaff, of course, is at Spaff.com. Of course, they are somewhat of a staple on the show now that I've got blanket permission to play all of his stuff. Expect to hear him pretty much every week as long as he fits the theme that I'm doing. Next song is also one that's not been played on the Mad Music Archive, and this one is by the person who helped me find the last one. This one is called Pizza is Pizza. Of course, I've done my own tribute to pizza, so you know pizza-related songs are going to get some notice from me. So here is Pizza by DJ Particle.
I want pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza is pizza, so what will it be? Will you have the mushrooms or the extra cheese? Pizza is pizza, so what will it be? Better hold the onion and the pepperoni.
I like pizza.
They have different sauces and different cheese and different veggies and different meats. Now I don't like anchovies, but well, I could be wrong. so how could I know? I can't understand what's in the pan and the other pan. Help me understand.
Pizza is pizza, so what will it be? Tower mine with sausage, I am so hungry.
Pizza is pizza, so what will it be?
Now I'm munching and I'm chomping and I'm eating with glee. I'm ecstatic from the taste but sensory. So far my pizza's halfway to my hunger exists. And I think I dripped tomato sauce all over my wrist. I can't understand what's in the pan and the other pan. Help me understand.
Pizza, so what will it be? If I were at home, I'd have a boba bee.
Pizza is pizza, so what will it be? Total of your meal today is $10.90.
The voice annoys.
I can't understand what's in the pan and the other pan. Help me understand. I can't understand what's in the pan and the other pan. Help me understand. I can't understand what's in the pan and the other pan. Help me understand.
All right, that was Pizza is Pizza by DJ Particle. You can find out more about it at djparticle.com. She has her own couple of shows. Revenge of the Particle, of course, is our 3-hour Saturday show. And also on the Mad Music Archive, you have the DT Top 20, which is the show that counts down the top 20 dementia comedy hits across the world, by as voted on by you, the listeners, who, if you're hearing this show, chances are you've heard of the DT Top 20, and you've definitely heard of DJ Particle. All right, let's go ahead and move along. We've only got a few more songs to go in this playlist before we get into segment two. And the next song I'm going to play is Don't You Wish Your Boyfriend Was Fat Like Me. Somewhat of a staple last year on my show, and it hasn't been this year because I've mixed things up a little bit. But Silly Nelson Duncan, the only song I've heard by him, but obviously being the only song I've heard by him, is his best. And one of my favorite parodies that I've ever heard, and probably always will be, here is Don't You Wish Your Boyfriend Was Fat Like Me, taking on the Pussycat Dolls song, Don't Ya.
Pizza. Tacos. Burgers. See my belly? Let's eat. Ooh, baby. I know I'm healthy. As big as two of you. Whenever I come around, you make sounds like moo. Your boyfriend is skinny. Hides behind a small tree. And in the back of your mind, you wanna suffocate under me, baby. Don't you wish your boyfriend was fat like me? Don't you wish your boyfriend had love handles like me? Don't ya? Don't ya? Don't you wish your boyfriend had two chins like me? Don't you wish your boyfriend had lard like me? Don't ya? Don't ya? Feed the thin guy, or leave him alone.
alone. If I ever come over, I'll eat you out of house and home.
House and home.
Let's be my belly. I wanna eat there. See, I don't care what we eat, but I ain't gonna wanna share. Don't you wish your boyfriend was fat like me? Don't you wish your boyfriend had two chins like me? Don't ya? Don't ya? Don't you wish your boyfriend had love handles like me? Don't you wish your boyfriend had lard like me? Don't ya? Don't ya? I know I weigh a ton. I know I have big buns. I got fat, I'm bold, and I'm fine. I ain't dieting. Look at my behind. You ain't blind. I know I weigh a ton. I know I have big buns. I got folds. I'm fat and I'm fine. I ain't dieting. Look at my behind. You ain't blind. I know he's hungry.
I know he's hungry.
I can't understand. He's not as crazy about food. Might as well feed him a dog food can. Maybe next meal time.
Maybe next meal time.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Until then, I'll eat enough food for you and me. Don't you wish your boyfriend was fat like me? Don't you wish your boyfriend had lard like me? Don't ya? Don't ya? Don't you wish your boyfriend had two chins like me? Don't you wish your boyfriend had love handles like me? Don't ya? Don't ya?
Welcome back. That was Silly Nelson Duncan with Don't You Wish Your Boyfriend Was Fat Like Me? Which, along with all of his other songs, was removed from SoundClix a while back because I guess SoundClix thought the backing track sounded too much like the original. I don't know. But anyway, Silly Nelson Duncan is on MySpace at www.myspace.com/SillyNelsonDuncan. He has a number of friends over there and over 10,000 page views. He's planning on releasing new stuff eventually and is looking at becoming a, as he calls it, dude nurse. I encourage you to find out more about him. I hope to hear more from him soon because I haven't heard from him since the posting of that that parody that you just heard there. The next song I'm going to play is by a person who just recently changed their performance name, but their parody's name is still Silver Power. Of course, the artist I'm talking about is now known as Vanilla Nutsack. Released a number of things recently, and the name is really... really odd. I like it, though. It's a Vanilla Nutsack. Here he is, Vanilla Nutsack with I Have Never Gone to a Salad Bar.
Couch eating KFC, and I am tearing off the wrapper of the candy bar that contains her cheese. I can eat all of the Doritos. I can show you how to break a record eating apple pies at the county fair, but that is not the point. Get it back together. I can eat a bag full of M&Ms while I'm swallowing an entire ham. Couldn't even fit in my cubicle working as a tech geek for IBM. I have no friends, just a cat named Puss. All of my friends live in comic books. Somebody call a cook. I have a hankering for prime ribs, so look.
Since college, I have always been alone. Oh, so alone, eating T-bone, 'cause I can't fit through the door of my own home.
Look at me, look at me. Just ate 3 mice and a bumblebee. Alive, my fridge is empty. Now I gotta go get groceries. I use my money buy junk food at the store. I buy lots of chips, candy, and ice cream. Use MasterCard at the cash register. Insufficient funds pops up on the screen. I was about to go psychotic. Everything just seems so chaotic. Then I see that I have my Visa with me. Super me, I feel so idiotic. Drive home slowly in my beater. The long way seem to make the food so sweeter. Shove the food down my digestive system. Goddamn me for my super low resistance. Cause
I can't help myself from me. Eating Oreos, overdosing dose, this really blows. And looking like John Goodman is really not cool. Really not cool, it's so so cruel.
Look at me, look at me. Man, I can't stop. But I feel real bad for me. My weight will not drop. My reach is limited. My elbows deformed. My couch is dented. My clothes aren't the norm. At the size of a mat, I just can't function. Cause I'm looking like a carved out pumpkin. I am considering quite reception. Cause I feel like a place to be ruptured. I can try eating foods with no fat in them. Even though I don't like them. I can exercise, not watch television. Use Jenny Craig instead of Underman. Because all my pairs of pants are really tight. All really tight. All really tight. And maybe I could do crunches and jump some rope. And jump some rope. There might be hope. And when I lose some weight, I'ma get some ass. 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 I'ma get some ass.
Never gone to a salad bar. Oh, salad bar. Oh, salad bar. I have never gone to a salad bar. Oh, salad bar.
All right, you just heard I Have Never Been to a Salad Bar by Vanilla Nutsack. And no, I did not missay that name. He used to be known as Silver Power, and his written parodies still are. You can find out more about him at soundclicks.com/VanillaNutsack. I'm sure eventually he'll create a website or MySpace page also. But for now, SoundClicks is where he has all his music hosted, at least, so you can hear all of his other stuff, which you'll hear a couple more songs by him later on in the show. We got one more song in the Fat and Proud playlist, and this one is one of the better parodies of Under the Sea I've heard, and easily one of McCludge's best, and obviously that means this song is by McCludge, and of course I'm talking about Yum Deities. Also fits religious themes, but in honesty, anybody who would eat all the things in the song would probably have a little bit of belly to talk about, as I do. So here is Yum Deities parodying Disney's Under the Sea by McCludge.
People, listen to me. The higher planes, they are a mess. How do you know the right gods? I say, the one that tastes the best. Some folks see the face of Jesus in their morning pancake stack. Madonna in their grid, she says, or Allah in midnight snack. They speculate their creator is reaching out from beyond. But me, when I make my supper, I see entire pantheons. Yum deities, yum deities. Image of Loki, here in my gnocchi, how can this be? The chariot of Apollo, shimmering in my lime jello. There's his anami in the salami, yum deities. Tasty good, yes? At night, windy fridge, I'm raiding to see if the food's still fresh. Diana, that Huntress maiden, is in the Baba Ganesh. It never got on me nerve to see all the things I saw. Like set in the plate, I'm served up those vegetables in the raw. Yum deities, yum deities. Sweet Aphrodite, dressed in a nightie, in my Wheaties. Visions of Indra and Kali, formed by the cream in my coffee. The Holy Ghost is in my post toasties. Yum deities,
yum deities,
yum deities,
yum deities.
get some co-water, undermine bottle, ending the cheese.
Mohammed stays in my heart, hey.
Jehovah stays in my away. Eat that for salvation, eat my boiled onion, yum, dear cheese. There's stock in the broth and juice in the mousse. Anu in the stew, put on my couscous. There's ghee in the brie and tear in the beer. And brave beard fillets of sole. There's store in the sport and pan in the brand. For blue and guanu in tuna fish can. Amaterasu in chocolate fondue. Who goes in the fish roll? Hey, have you seen my copy of Goldfinch's Mythology? I left it around here. So what kind of gods do you like better, Greek or Egyptian? I think Greek is tastier. Ooh. Hey, will you please smell this for me? I think maybe this god has gone bad. Yum, dear Khaleesi! Yum, dear
Khaleesi!
When Nike's seen in deep-colored greens, I feel quite at
ease. I feel quite at ease.
All of the many forms of God can be located in the Decton. Now I see Aries in my raspberry. Yum, dear cheese. This hunk of Gouda sure look like Buddha. Yum, dear cheese. My Belgian waffle and my falafel shaped like the meter. I guess I'll eat her. Lastly, my penguins eat my red chicken. Yum, dear cheese. Excuse me.
All right, that was McCludge with Yum Deities taking on the Little Mermaid Under the Sea. And you can find out more about him at soundclicks.com/McCludge. That's McCludge. Sorry. Had a brain fart. It's been a long weekend. I've been very busy the past few days looking for another job the week before. So this show, if I sound a little bit out of it, that's why. I have been crazy out of time lately, and throwing together a show and throwing together songs and everything in between, it's the job search is having a big of a toll on me, so wish me luck on that. Anyways, that's it for segment one. If you're listening through Podomatic, this is the end of the show for you guys. You can hear the rest of the show by going to themadmusicarchive.com. And the of course, the reason for that is because in segment two, I play songs that are ASCAP licensed and all that good stuff. And while I'm sure Podomatic probably plays an ASCAP license, they ask that, you know, nobody plays that kind of stuff. So I only play stuff I've got permission to play. So obviously, original songs I'm not going to be able to get hold of. So if you want to hear that, go to Mad Music Archive and listen to it there. If you're listening on the Mad Music Archive, well, hit play on segment two and you'll hear it. All right, that's it for this segment. See you on the flip side.